This is MSG Mic'd Up with the latest news and stories from across the Joint Base.
And welcome back to another MSG Mic'd Up. We are here today with the Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst Honor Guard, the Air Force Honor Guard. Today we have the NCOIC of the Base Honor Guard, Technical Sergeant Long, and we have two Honor Guardsmen. We have Senior Airman Megan Sylvia and A1C Francis Mazzola. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Sergeant Long?
Well, as she said, I'm Sergeant Long. You may have heard the last time on the Get Connected episode. And I would not want to speak on my part at all as the NCOIC. I wanted to leave this to the airmen to talk on the Honor Guard for themselves, because I feel like my perspective might be a little different than their perspective, since they're the ones out there every day doing the details with those fun drives and whatnot. But I don't want to get too much into it. I will go ahead and turn over to Airman Sylvia.
Yep. I'm a Senior Airman Megan Sylvia. I'm a boom operator here at Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst. Currently, I'm a guardsman.
And I'm a Airman First Class Francis Mazzola. I work over at Public Health, and I'll just be giving you the medical perspective of Honor Guard.
All right, awesome. Did y'all volunteer for Honor Guard? Voluntold?
Personally, I kind of volunteered for it. My first shirt actually approached me and asked me if I would be interested in it, and I said, sure, why not? I'd like to see a different perspective of the base. Mm-hmm.
I was voluntold to do it. I wasn't...
No shame in that.
Yeah, I wasn't too big on it first. I wasn't sure what to expect, but I'm definitely very appreciative of the opportunity that I was given. It was definitely an honorable experience.
What's been your favorite thing that you've experienced so far?
Just the look of the families when you hand them off the flag, like the appreciation that they show. Yeah, they really do appreciate us being there. We're giving back to prior service members, their family members, in the best way possible. So that, to me, is the best thing so far I've experienced.
Yeah, honestly, I would have to agree. Like, when you first go on your first detail, no matter how much training you've had, like, that moment is what gets you to appreciate what you do as a guardsman.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's very nerve-wracking, too, to be on the first detail. It's all about precision and honor guard. And being sharp, so.
Definitely.
What did you know about the Honor Guard before you joined?
All I really knew is that it was funeral procedures. Like, I didn't know we did color guard or anything like that. Like, I just knew the very basics of what they did. I didn't know, like, what went on with them or anything like that. Just, yeah, all the basic stuff.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know very much at all.
All right, so now that you have been in the Honor Guard for quite some time, I know both of you guys will be out processing from the Honor Guard soon. What would you say is the mission of the Air Force Honor Guard?
Like I said before, just to give back to those prior service members who had finished their term honorably, and just give them the proper funeral honors that they had deserved, that they had earned.
I'd say we're kind of like the nameless, faceless people of the Air Force, and we just kind of show up and we just look good, we're serious, we keep our bearing, and then we're gone. And like, everyone's just like, wow, like I've actually been at a funeral, and one of the family members that was kind of like the spokesperson, the leader of like the family and the service, he said, wow. And that was all I heard, and it was just complete silence when we left. It was just, that was when you like, you just feel it.
It's definitely a feeling you don't forget in a moment that is kind of very impactful in your outlook on the Air Force.
So I understand that the primary mission of the Honor Guard is for funerals, and it can be a difficult subject to talk about. So let's move on from there. We know what that is. Let's talk about some of the other great things that the Honor Guard offers us. What other things does the Honor Guard provide for the Air Force?
I have to say discipline and bearing. Something that not everyone has, like sometimes they lose after basic training, but when you do mess up, the one thing that you need to be able to keep is your bearing, and just go along with it, mess up with a purpose, and I think that's very important in Honor Guard and life after Honor Guard. With whatever you do, just if you mess up, just keep going along with it, learn from your mistakes.
That's actually a great model to have in general, not just about military bearing and discipline, but just in terms of making mistakes in the Air Force as a whole. That can that can build you as a leader, as an airman, as a person. Being able to make that mistake, but you know, take it on the chin and move on. That's great. Great words of wisdom there, Airman Zoll. Appreciate that.
That and like confidence. I've seen some of the most like nerve wracking people come through Honor Guard, and I was nervous to go
definitely
on with them. And
the quietest
like,
people
yeah.
calling commands.
And
it's very
just, yeah. They come out of it. It's insane.
It's the coolest thing to see someone who is in their shell and never talks or super small and quiet just come out and run the show. It's the coolest thing.
For real.
It's very shocking. What's been something fun that you've experienced in Honor Guard, like a detail, an experience, a moment?
Definitely with the Color Guard, we did a boxing match, and it was cool being able to
different.
Experience that. Yeah, I've never been before. We just got to go see it, and then we went inside the ring and everything. We presented the colors, and it was just everyone was applauding us. It was just a really cool experience that you would never be able to do with anything else. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you have like a Rocky Balboa moment in the boxing ring?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely felt like it was a great experience.
And there's that spotlight on you. It's
yeah.
there's definitely
knees were shaking.
Oh
it was,
yeah.
It was cool.
What's some of your favorite moments?
Honestly, just getting to know people on the drives, I would say, like, you know, like you said, that we're all of different tricks of the trade, and when we're in a van for 3 hours,
yeah.
you can't sit there in silence. I mean, some people try to, and you just start, hey, what do? Where are you from? Oh, what do you like to do for fun? And you just, I've made some of the closest friends I have right now in the guard, the guardsmen, so it's pretty cool.
That definitely was one of my favorite parts when I was there at the van rides. The music was always up. You
yeah.
stop at the gas station before you take off, and it's like a sleepover in a van. It's so fun. Whether it's a 6-hour drive or a 45-minute drive, it's always fun. Now, for people who are possibly thinking about coming to the Honor Guard or who may be coming, what would you say to them? Any advice?
Soak it all in like a sponge. Learn every position, just be able to do anything, because you never know on the fly, like, whatever changes. Soak all the information in, volunteer to do stuff. These opportunities only come once in a while.
Yeah, don't waste it.
Mm-hmm. And the more you do, the better you feel, just, like, giving back, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've talked multiple times about the different AFSCs, the different career fields, the different personalities in the Honor Guard. How was that at first, trying to, because you spend most of your career working with, like you, Irma Zola, public health, or Sylvia, your boom operator, working with those types of personalities on a day-to-day basis, and going to maybe working with an FSS person like Irma Vasquez, or working with a crew chief, which is what my former position was, you know, so what's it like working with those different personalities and having them go through that?
So it was definitely interesting at first. Jokes come and go from where you're from, your job, everything like that, but we're all there for the same reason. And honestly, during those drives and everything, you get really close to people. It's awesome being on such a personal level with everybody from different AFSCs to from different states and everything. You learn so much about people from the states, from the jobs, the complications that come. I thought it was a really cool experience just getting to know everyone. And you kind of had to because you were in a car, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I work with a lot of maintenance people, so, I mean, we see them all the time. Definitely seeing, you know, services, comm people. Anybody in the FSS world, they don't really get to see firsthand what they're supporting. So for me, it was kind of a chance to be like, you know, hey, this is what I do. Like, show them, you know, I'm a boom operator, so I'll show them pictures of flights I've been on. I'll tell them opportunities they have to try to get on a flight. If they deploy, like, that's easiest way to try to do that. But some of the missions that we do, that if we didn't have them, we wouldn't be able to do it. Because a lot of people, especially in the Air Force, they don't get to see the big picture. They're just that, they think they're this small person, and they have nothing to do with the big picture of the Air Force. Like, no, everybody matters. Like, every person in the Air Force, we couldn't do this mission without every person.
The Honor Guard's definitely a melting pot of people, AFSCs, and it's cool for networking, too. So
yeah.
Like you said, you never thought you'd talk to some of these people in your life, and now you have some of the closest friends you have right now. So it's definitely life-changing. So what is your everyday like, your day-to-day mission, I would say, whether it's being here, not on a detail, or being in training? What is that like?
So to start off with training, our everyday life, we get into formation, and they do roll call. We go check the vehicles, make sure nothing's wrong with them. If there is, of course, we would report that. But otherwise, after that, we just go in and we do our everyday thing. We practice, whether it's two or three man, seven man, color guard. We practice it all over and over again. Make sure we do it perfect for when the time comes that we need to perform. We make sure we got it perfect.
So y'all do formation and roll call and everything. So it's really like going back to basic training. What was that like? What was that like coming from being in for a few years at your squadron to going back to giving orders and commands and marching and facing movements? What was that like?
At first, it was a little weird. Definitely wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
But after a couple weeks or so, I got used to it and I enjoyed it. It was a good change of scenery for me. And I enjoy it every day.
Now, what about the details when y'all actually go out and have to perform?
So every day you get a text letting you know what you're doing the next day. So whether you're in training, they'll let you know, hey, this is the reporting time, this is where you got to be. And if you have a detail, same thing, reporting time, what you would report to the building. You know, you sign out your van, get ready for... fill out all the paperwork, get the bugle ready, get the flag, and make sure you have everybody get in the van. And the paperwork tells you where to go, so you just put in your phone, whatever they print out, directions for you if you don't have some type of GPS, drive there. And then you talk to the funeral director, figure out what you're doing, depending on whether you're doing a two-man, three-man, seven-man colors, it's going to be a different situation. For me, I typically did funerals, so for me, funeral directors who I'd look for. And then once you do the funeral or the event that you're going to be doing, drive back home, put your stuff away, and you're done for the day.
So y'all do a lot. It's definitely a wing it type thing. You have to be ready.
Yeah, most of the time you don't get to talk to your point of contact until the event is essentially starting. You get like 0.5 seconds to be like, all right, what's the plan here? When are we going?
It's a lot of improv, but that's why training is so important, because they give us the tools to do this event, and we build something out of it using those tools. And that's why it is a lot of improv, but we were given everything, so it's our duty to make sure that it does look ceremonious and we do it well up to Air Force standards.
It seems like y'all have taken what Honor Guard has showed y'all and executed it properly. It seems like you are very happy with how it turned out, so I'm glad to hear that. Well, thank you so much for coming.
And since you guys have offered a bunch of great perspectives on the Honor Guard, if someone was interested in being part of the Honor Guard, how should they go about doing that?
Talk to their leadership first. Just let them know that, hey, if a spot opens up for Honor Guard, like, put my name in. Like, I really want to do this. It's a 10 out of 10 experience.
Yeah, I would say talk to your first sergeant. They're probably the best person to know, like, the in to get into it.
Awesome. Thank you. We appreciate you coming out to support us today.
We appreciate it all. Thank you so much for representing the Air Force the way y'all do. We know that y'all service has not gone unappreciated. And keep rocking it at Honor Guard. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.